On the show today, we have IMM's Michael Ball talking about their new eReceipts Plus. It's the next generation of digital receipts, and it's available now from the fine folks at IMM. And Michael is here to tell us all about it. He says it's revolutionary, and I tend to agree with him after seeing the demo, which is in the interview, so you got to check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Michael Ball from IMM. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Hope your holidays are going well. And like most folks, it's just that time of the year where we're hustling and bustling.
It's going way too quickly. I can't believe we're T-minus less than 2 weeks now. And I don't know where time's flying.
Yeah, it just seems like yesterday was New Year's Eve or New Year's Eve. 4th of July. Oh, well, maybe even New Year's Eve too. But I'm just like, did we just get done with 4th of July? And now, with, you know, the holidays are here. My goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Fun,
for sure. So, and it sounds like you guys have been having fun at IMM. And speaking of which, you have an announcement to talk about, a new product announcement actually called eReceipts Plus. So can you share with us what exactly eReceipts Plus is and what it does for credit unions?
Yeah, sure can, Mike. We're really excited to be able to share this with everyone today. We actually announced this just a few months ago, but eReceipts Plus is the next generation of our eReceipts platform. And eReceipts Plus, in principle, provides a platform to generate digital receipts from teller transactions.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Those digital receipts can then be delivered to a member via, they really want it printed. You can print it and hand it to them.
Sure.
But in this day and age, people are really looking for digital delivery methods. So eReceipts Plus leverages our historic capability of emailing the receipt to the member at the completion of the transaction. Or the newest part of eReceipts Plus is the ability to actually text deliver that message to the member, because we know that is the way that you talk to people today and you get their attention and you get response.
Exactly. In my best text language, you are right.
Very good. Well, and there's one other important part of eReceipts Plus. It's really the plus in the name, is a patent pending technology that we invented that now allows the member to actually receive the receipt on their phone when there is a transaction that requires their signature. They can then sign the receipt directly on the phone.
Oh my God.
And it returns the receipt back to the credit union for permanent archival and storage.
Wow.
So brand new, first of its kind. We're the only people out there that have invented this embedded signature capture, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And really speaks to the current period of the times where people don't necessarily want to be touching other people's devices.
I hear that.
They can actually use their own.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. So before we get into like how it works and all that type of stuff and the reaction from folks, but what sparked this idea? Was it, again, like you just alluded to, a sign of the time, so to speak, pardon the pun there, but the way things are going?
Well, we're always looking at what we can do to make things better and more efficient for our credit union clients. And our development team had been working on some various ideas and had been playing around with this technology. Certainly, the pandemic kind of let us say, hey, this thing could really have some legs right now. So we funded the project and went into full core development. And like I said, we announced it here just a few months ago. But the other part of it that stimulated the development was, even though we've had a digital receipts product for years, it still missed a couple of areas where credit unions were still seeking a solution. One of those being the drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have a customer come up to the drive-thru, you can't very well put a signature pad in the tube and send it out for them to sign their receipt digitally.
Yeah, you need a long extension cord for that.
So this product solves that age-old problem. Yeah. And it's one of the things that is getting our clients really excited about it. The second one is in the call center area. So if a member is calling in and wants to transfer money, perhaps from one account to another, and the credit union is going to require a signature, now they don't have to mail them a form and wait for them to send it back. Right then and there, they text them the receipt.
Yeah.
Wherever the member is, they're able to pull it up right there on their phone and sign it, and the transaction's done. No paper generated anywhere.
And it's all immediate as well. I mean, there is no time wasted here.
Yeah, absolutely is. Correct.
And since it's been out for a couple of months now, what has the reaction been from clients and other folks who have seen it so far?
Well, some of my colleagues would laugh at me for my candor. I didn't expect the result that we're getting. I thought, okay, this is a next generation of our receipts technology. Yeah. It'll be great. People will like it and they'll upgrade to it. But this new patent pendant and embedded signature capture seems to be revolutionary. We're getting responses to this unlike anything I've seen in my 10 years at IMM. So it's
pretty cool.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, is it possible to see how this works? Because, I mean, I got my phone handy here, so I would love to see how this works. It would be kind of neat.
Well, it just so happens I happen to have my trusty colleague, Blair Ross, here on with us.
Okay.
And Blair's going to be able to show you a transaction and actually let you sign that receipt through the texting technology.
Ooh, all right.
So, Blair, you want to take it away and share your screen?
I sure do. I will do that right now. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Blair.
You're welcome.
There it is.
Let me know. Okay, so you can see the screen.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to generate a transaction on the site here. And what happens is eReceipts is running in the background. And so it's intercepted that receipt data. And we're doing a withdrawal. And the first thing we want to do is obtain that signature remotely. So this is the option here. I've already got your cell phone number in here. I'm going to click send.
Mm-hmm.
Down in the lower right-hand corner, we get feedback on the process, of the status of the process. And so you're being sent a text right now.
Just got it.
Right.
I'm making sure this is you guys, not
that's right.
Someone else. Says Hometown Financial is requesting you to sign this receipt. Is this you guys? I'm confirming.
It is. We are Hometown Financial.
Okay, so I'll click on the link, right?
That's right.
Okay, or tap on the link rather. So we're going. I should probably put my phone up so people can see. It's loading. Here, I have reviewed the consent to electronic record. Yeah, I agree to all the terms. Check that. Okay. Now I see what you just showed me. So review. This is what it looks like. If you guys can see that real quick.
Yeah, that looks great.
All right, cool. And then so I will review. And so now I get my trusty left hand out and do my best kindergarten signature and submit.
And watch my screen.
Oh, there it is. Oh, my God.
Almost instantaneously.
Wow. And that is one heck of a signature there. Woof.
Yeah.
That is classy.
That's really it.
That is slick, Blair. Oh, my gosh. That is so cool.
Yeah. So now that we've captured the signature, the operator can choose to deliver the full receipt with the signature to the member, either email or text delivery. And then they can choose to archive that completed receipt with the embedded signature into their imaging system, like all IMM products support.
And there it is. It says, hello, Daisy Duck. Hometown Financial sent you your receipt. All right. I think I'll go to Disneyland next week. Cool. This is fantastic, guys. That is super slick. No wonder you're getting such positive feedback. Thank you, Blair, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's pretty awesome.
So it's very simple, as you just saw, very quick, and satisfies a number of legacy problems that have kind of plagued some of our credit unions. They've been seeking a solution for.
Yeah, and there's a certain, I keep talking when when credit unions and companies like you come up with these really cool technology solutions, there's a certain cool factor to it that's not tangible, but it's certainly you can see. I mean, you can see it, you can feel it. There's a definite cool factor to this. I mean, once members start using this thing, they're like, oh my gosh, you won't believe what my credit union allows me to do with just, you know, my texting. I can sign my, you know, I can sign my name on my phone, and then I'm off to getting back to my life. You know, pretty slick.
Absolutely. And that favorable reflection back on the credit union is absolutely one of the byproducts of implementing this solution.
Completely. Yeah. The value of this just makes the credit union go up quite a bit, significantly. So what else is on the horizon for you guys that credit unions can look forward to in the near future? Because, you know, 2022 is basically here. So, what else do you guys have cooking up in your labs, in the IMM labs?
Well, you know, Santa's elves are hard at work back in the back room. We've got some pretty exciting things going on, but I can give a little bit of a glimpse.
Okay.
That everything at IMM right now is all about a cloud-first strategy.
Okay.
We've got a history of delivering solutions, but they've been largely premise-based until just the last few years. Mm-hmm. So all of our innovation, including eReceipts Plus, are all being built on a cloud-first strategy. That way, it obviously makes the implementation, the management, the ongoing maintenance of the system that much easier for the credit union, and addresses so many other positive elements about not having to worry about backups and disaster recovery. We got them covered there. So we got a lot of things going on and moving things to the cloud, and next year is going to be a lofty year for us. We hope.
I think it will be, just based on what I just saw and what we all just experienced. So yeah, that's, I mean, again, super cool, super slick. And yeah, I think you're right, Michael. It's revolutionary. There's a definite wow factor here for sure.
Yeah, we're excited. I'm glad that you share that enthusiasm. And, you know, we welcome everyone out there. Give us a ring or send us an email or a text.
Yeah.
And we would, we'd love to share and let you see this product for yourself.
Yeah. And plus it's a little bit of fun to do as well. You know, it's like, it's just things like this there should be some funness to it, you know? So it's got that flavor as well. So anything else to wrap up, Michael? I think we've really.
Yeah. No, I just say thanks for giving us an opportunity, yeah, Mike, to speak to you again and share this with you. And maybe we'll take the opportunity to wish you and all your listeners a very happy holiday.
Thank
and
you.
May the new year bring some great joy to all of us.
Oh, happy holidays to you guys as well. And yeah, have a great new year. Happy, safe new year. And yeah, really look forward to a fantastic 2022. As things definitely will be getting back to somewhat normal. So can't wait for that as well. So
we all hope, Mike. We all hope.
Indeed. All right, Michael, I'll let you get back at it. Sounds like you guys got a lot on your plate. So I'm excited to see what 2022 brings for you guys as well. So good stuff. Appreciate the time.
Stay in touch.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, Michael. All right. Be well.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.